Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢我能够站在这里，很不简单。
Thank the Lord that I'm able to stand here.
是需要主的恩典。
It really needs the Lord's grace.
那个上个月我就失去这个机会。
Last month I lost the opportunity.
我感谢主还给我们机会能够在他面前交通。
So I thank the Lord still giving us the opportunity to share before Him.
我们先有个祷告，好吧？
Let's start with words of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以无依无靠的来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, without any other reliance, we can come before you.
你召集我们聚在你面前，就是要我们能够听见你的话。
You have gathered us before you is to let us hear your words.
叫我们能得着你的显现。
So we can receive your manifestation.
我们无依无靠的把这个时间交在你手中。
Without any other reliance, we commit the time unto your hands.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都无依无靠的交托你。
Without any other reliance, we lift up all those who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen.
唯有我们的主向我们显现，唯有我们的主向我们说话，我们里面才能真正的得着。
We can only truly receive only when our Lord manifests yourself to us and speak to us.
愿你是给我们敞开的天。
Grant us with an open heaven.
求你是给我们无限量的圣灵。
And give us the Spirit without limit.
叫我们在这个聚集中实在丰丰富富的遇见主。
So here in this gathering we can meet you abundantly.
你知道我们需要什么话。
You know the words we need.
求你把我们需要听的话从宝座赏赐下来。
Pray that you give us the words from heaven.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
So whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive the glory.
把羞辱归给仇敌。
And shame be unto the enemy.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read few places of scripture.
我们先看加拉太书第二章的二十节。
Let's look at the book of Galatians chapter 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子的信，是因信神儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
因信神儿子而活，可以翻译成因神儿子的信心而活。
And this is to be translated as live by the faith of the Son of God.
再请看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子，我们主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得份，这个是一个结果，但是他的原文翻译可以是好进入，与我们主耶稣基督，我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The result of such is that we are being called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ.
以弗所书第一章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第十节到第十二节。
Verse 10 through 12.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们也在他里面得了基业，是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we shall be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
再请看约翰福音第五章。
And let's look at Gospel Book of John chapter 5.
19节 20节。
Verse 19-20。
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, this also does the Son likewise.
父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may be marveled.
再请看第四章，约翰福音第四章。
And Gospel Book of John, Chapter 4.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work.
我们再看马太福音26章。
And Gospel Book of Matthew, Chapter 26.
26章36节。
Chapter 26, Verse 36.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。
Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and say unto the disciples, Sit you here while I go and pray yonder.
39节。
Verse 39.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will.
再请看马可福音14章32节。
And Gospel Book of Mark, Chapter 14, Verse 32.
他们来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。耶稣对门徒说，你们坐在这里，等我祷告。
And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, Sit you here while I shall pray.
36节。
Verse 36.
他说，阿巴父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而，不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will.
我们再看路加福音22章。
Gospel Book of Luke, Chapter 22.
41节。
Verse 41.
于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告。
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed.
说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
再看罗马书十一章。
And Book of Romans, Chapter 11.
36节。
Verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们一段时间以来一直看一个题目，就是因神儿子的信心而活。
It has been quite a while we've been looking at the topic that is to live by the faith of Son of God.
那神儿子来到地上有一个最重要的目的。
And there's the most important purpose for Son of God to come on earth.
就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That is to let all things in heaven and earth to be gathered in one in Christ Jesus.
那其中有一个过程，就是他要继续不断的与天父保持没有间断的交通。
And one of the process is that he shall keep the fellowship with our heavenly Father unceasingly.
因为他要把神的国带下来，在地上如同在天上。
Because he shall bring down the kingdom of God so that onto earth, so that it's on the earth as it is in heaven.
所以这个交通的内容有一方面就是关于神的国度的交通。
So therefore the content of this fellowship has to do with the kingdom of God.
另外一方面主耶稣来到地上要把神的丰富带到地上来。
On the other hand, our Lord Jesus come to earth shall bring the riches of God onto earth.
要把神的能力带到地上来。
To bring down God's power on the earth.
所以他在与天父交通的时候一面交通神的丰富怎样神的能力怎样在地上彰显。
So as he fellowship of the Heavenly Father, he also fellowship how the power of God shall be manifested on earth.
还有一方面就是主耶稣来到地上不但要为我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
And also that as our Lord Jesus come to earth, not only he shall be crucified on the cross for our sins.
更重要的是被他拯救回来的人要成为基督的身体。
Even more important is that those who are redeemed by him shall become the body of Christ.
而且当这个身体成熟的时候成为他的心腹。
And when the body becomes mature, it shall become his bride.
所以这个交通有一面就关于身体方面。
Therefore, this fellowship on one side has to do with the body.
所以一面是身体另外一面也是神的见证要在地上彰显是借着教会彰显。
So therefore, on one hand, it's about the body, but on the other hand, it's that God's testimony shall be manifested on earth through the church.
那另外一方面，主耶稣来到地上，要把神的智慧、神的道路在地上彰显。
On the other hand, our Lord Jesus come to earth, he shall manifest God's wisdom and his way.
所以上次我们就提到关于祷告这一方面。
Therefore, last time we mentioned about prayers.
那今天我们来看另外一个方面。
And this time we shall look at on the other aspect.
没有人认识神。
Nobody knows God.
除了我们主耶稣之外。
Except our Lord Jesus.
没有人看过神。
Nobody has seen God.
除了我们主耶稣把神彰显出来。
Only when our Lord Jesus manifests God.
所以主耶稣他在地上的时候有一个很重要的使命。
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus was on earth, he had a very important mission.
万有都是本于他，依靠他。而且归于他。
For all things are of him, through him, and be unto him.
好，这是一个很重大的事情。
And this is a very important thing.
那在这个彰显的过程当中呢，就会遇到十字架。
So during the process of manifestation, that it shall meet cross.
所以这个十字架是什么意思
？So what does the cross mean?
是不是我们遇到困难就是十字架
？So does it mean that when we face some difficulties?Doesn't mean it's the cross.
是不是我们觉得不如意就是十字架
？So when we feel something goes wrong, is that the cross?
我想很多人都有这个观念，只要我这个不太顺利，我就好像背着十字架。
Maybe many of us have such concept that if we have some difficulties, then we are carrying the cross.
但我们看主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，是主耶稣还有两个强盗。
But when we saw our Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross, it was Lord Himself and two robbers.
这两个强盗为什么会被钉十字架
？So why did those two robbers being crucified on the cross？
因为自己犯罪。
Because they sinned themselves。
所以他们被钉十字架是理所当然的。
So it was right for them to be crucified。
其实没有什么好夸的。
Actually, they had nothing to boast about。
他犯罪的结果就是该被钉十字架。
The result of them sinning was to be crucified。
但是主耶稣被钉十字架什么原因
？But what was the reason for Lord Jesus to be crucified？
神的旨意。
It was God's will。
所以刚才我们看主耶稣在神面前怎么祷告。
So as we saw how our Lord prayed before God。
如果可以的话，就把这个拿掉。
If God's willing, then may He remove the cup。
但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but your will。
所以如果是我们是如果是主耶稣的十字架的话，他是以神的旨意做中心的。
So if it's the Lord of Jesus Christ, if it's the cross of the Lord Jesus, then he's focused upon God.
所以基督徒如果有背十字架的话，他必须是什么？遵行神的旨意。
So for Christians to carry up the cross, then he should follow God's will.
他若不是遵行神的旨意，那个十字架都是骗自己的。
So if he's not obeying Father's will, then it's that such cross is all deceiving himself.
所以必须要清楚神的旨意。
Therefore, one shall really understand God's will.
你清楚了神的旨意，才有所谓十字架的问题。
Once one is able to understand God's will, then it comes to the issue of the cross.
那十字架在神面前有多重要？
So how important is the cross before God?
你知道旧约的时候，神借着摩西把律法赐下来。
During the Old Testament time, that through Moses, God gave the law.
律法是刻在两块石板上面。
For the law were engraved on two tablets.
这十条诫，前面四条刻在一个石板上，是讲人跟神的关系。
For the four of the ten commandments, they were engraved on one tablet, and they talk about the relationship between God and man.
后面六条是讲人跟人的关系。
And the later six commandments talk about the relationship between man and man.
所以所谓犯罪有两方面。
So it means that to sin has two aspects.
人跟神出了问题，犯罪。
When man and God has problems, then they sin.
另外一方面，人跟人出了问题，也犯罪。
And also when man has problems with man, then they also sin.
所以一个人如果在神面前，他不能只看他跟人的关系，他跟神的关系，他还要看他跟人的关系。
Therefore, one cannot just see his relationship with God, but also has to see his relationship with other men.
但这个罪的问题怎么解决？
But how does this issue of sin be resolved?
神用主耶稣被挂在十字架上来解决。
God resolved this issue through our Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross.
所以我们这些接受耶稣基督被钉十字架的人，我们就解决了跟神之间的问题。我们就能够很坦然无惧来亲近神。
So for those of us who accept Lord Jesus and Him crucified, then it resolves the issue between man and God, and one is able to come before God boldly.
但是我们接受十字架不只接受一半的。
But we do not just accept one side of the cross.
另外一半就是神借着主耶稣被钉十字架，也解决了人和人之间的问题。
And on the other hand, that through Jesus Christ crucified on the cross, that it also resolved the issue between man and man.
所以今天如果人和人之间有问题，
therefore, if there are some problems between man and man,
要怎么解决？
How shall it be resolved?
十字架是神的方法。
Cross is the way of God.
十字架是神智慧，也是神的能力。
Cross is God's power and His wisdom.
那神用这个方法来解决人没有办法解决的问题。
And God, using such method, resolved the issue which man can never be resolved.
所以今天我们如果要用神的方法的话，我们就需要接受耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Therefore, if we accept God's way, then we shall accept Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以十字架，所以我们接受救恩有另外一面什么？一面是他钉十字架是为我钉的。
So as we receive the salvation, on one hand is that He was crucified on the cross for me.
另外一方面，他钉十字架是把我同钉的。
On the other hand, for Him crucified on the cross, also that I'm crucified with Him.
所以罗马书讲到救恩的时候，第一章讲到第五章是讲到靠着宝血得救。
So as Book of Romans talk about salvation from chapter 1 through 5, it says that saved through the precious blood.
解决我们那个罪行的犯罪的行为的问题。
And it resolves all the issue about sins.
但是第五章从十一节以后就讲到要因他的生命得救。
But starting from chapter 5 verse 11 and onward, it talks about shall be saved by his life.
那在第六章就特别强调我们已经与他同钉在十字架上。
And chapter 6 specially emphasized that we are already being crucified with him.
如果我们没有接受这一方面，我们就没有办法认识，没有办法经历，没有办法见证他的生命有多么丰富和伟大。
If we are not able to accept this aspect, then we cannot experience or testify how great is his life.
所以主耶稣他钉十字架，这个十字架是什么？是把神的爱带到人当中。
So for our Lord Jesus to be crucified on the cross is to bring God's love before man.
但其实不是只有神的爱。
But actually not only God's love.
神在十字架上解决了公义的问题。
And on the cross, God also resolved the issue about righteousness.
在我们的想法，公义跟爱是没有交集的。
In our concept that there is no interaction between justification and love.
但在神奇妙的作为当中，公义和十字架，不，公义和爱在十字架上交集。
But with the amazing work of God, that justification and love is being met together on the cross.
公义同时里面包含了公平。
Righteousness it also has to do with fair.
包含了对。
It has to do about being right.
包含了公正。
And also being justified.
所以一个人他如果在神面前蒙恩的话，他其实他会喜欢神的公义的。
So for one to find grace before God, that he shall love the righteousness of God.
公义是彰显神国度的根基啊。
For being righteousness is actually the manifestation of God, the foundation of God's kingdom.
那讲到爱的时候呢？
What about love?
这个哥林多前十三章讲到爱的那一段话，大家都很喜欢，对不对？
Everybody likes about the First Corinthians chapter 13. It talks about love.
但是有一句话呢，就好像很特别。
But especially there's a verse that is very special.
他说不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It talks about does not like the unrighteous, but only like the truth.
所以没有一个人他说因为他要爱神，他有神的爱而会喜欢不义，而不喜欢真理。
So there's nobody who say that he likes the love of God and he does not like righteousness.
所以我这都是我们在主面前需要思考需要学习的。
So those are the things that we shall meditate and learn before the Lord.
那当然我们既然在信心里面进入这个主耶稣的交通。
So as we enter into the fellowship with Lord Jesus by faith.
其实主耶稣他让他钉十字架，我们常常看到的就是他被挂在的十字架上面的那个时间。
So when our Lord Jesus and him crucified, usually we just see the time as he was already being hung on the cross.
我们看到的只是那幅图画，十字架而已，然后他挂在上面那幅图画。
All we saw was just a picture of the cross with our Lord Jesus hanging up there.
但是我们静下心来仔细想一想。
But as we really think about it,
神的儿子降世为人，然后最后挂在十字架上，整个在地上33年半都是十字架的生活。
But actually, the Son of God came on earth and being crucified on the cross for all the 33 and a half years. It was all about life of Christ.
其实最后他被挂的时间是把他那个在地上的那个十字架生活最后把它彰显出来而已。
Actually, the last moment when he was being hung on the cross, it only manifests about the life of Christ that he has bearing on earth.
我们主耶稣在地上33年半。他真正公开的侍奉只有三年半。
The only for all the 33 and a half years our Lord Jesus was on the earth, the open ministry was only for 3.5 years.
这三年半占他一生的时间只有1/11。
And for those 3.5 years, only was about 1/11 part of his life.
可是就是这么短短的三年半，就把整个宇宙就翻过来了。
But just for those 3.5 years, then he flipped the whole universe upside down.
所以我们看的来讲话，我们看的不应该只有看到他被钉十字架的那个最后的那一刻。
So we shall not just look at the last moment when he was on the cross.
其实他在公开侍奉之前，他已经活在十字架的原则底下。
Actually, even before his open ministry, he already lived under the principle of the cross.
那所以他有隐藏的三十年。
Therefore, he had his hidden 30 years.
一个愿意背十字架的人是可以被神隐藏起来的。
For a person who's willing to bear the cross is able to be hidden by God.
你知道我们这个人很难隐藏的。
You know, it's very hard for us to be hidden.
今天只要我有一个可以用来让人家夸，跟你夸一下的话，我马上就送出来了。
If there's something that I can be boast about myself, then immediately I would like to show it.
他是天地的主，他是全能的主宰。
But the Lord of heaven and earth, He's the Almighty One.
他来到地上。
He came on earth.
他不是要拯救世人吗
？Wasn't that he was to save the people?
他都已经来到地上了，他不赶快成就？
He already came on earth. How come he did not immediately fulfill it?
还要等三十年。
but still wait for 30 years.
30年之后才公开。
After 30 years, he started his open ministry.
这个30年跟我们没有关系吗？
So those 30 years, did they have nothing to do with us?
这个30年对我们没有帮助吗？
Did those 30 years not helping us?
以前我们大概都不太注意这方面。
Back then, maybe we did not really pay attention.
但事实上这30年应该是后面给我们很大的帮助。
But actually, those 30 years really should help us.
因为他在神面前是根出于干地，生长如嫩芽。
For that, our Lord before God, it was root coming from the parched earth and also as a tender shoot.
圣经讲哈，他在这30年当中哈，有一个特别的，有个特性。
The Bible mentions that he had some really special characteristics during the 30 years.
他说耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
It says that the wisdom and stature of our Lord and also he's being loved by man and God, they all grow together.
他是在一个隐藏的状态底下。
He was under a hidden situation.
他被隐藏起来，但是呢，他在被隐藏的状态底下，他的智慧和身量不断的增长。
So under such hidden condition, by his wisdom and stature grow.
那今天我们如果万一被藏起来的时候，我们是什么样的状态？
So how about us? How is our condition going to be if we are being hidden?
很多人不能太闲了。
So for some people, they cannot just have nothing to do.
包括我自己在内。
Including myself.
我们就太闲都会毁掉。
We say that if you have nothing to do, then you are being destroyed.
如果我们的日子都被藏起来，然后没有人看见的话，我们可能就跟着毁了。
So if our days are being hidden and nobody sees you, then maybe we're just gone.
但主耶稣不是这样。
But our Lord was not like that.
人家不认识他。
Nobody knew him.
人家不知道他是神的儿子。
And nobody knew he was the Son of God.
他藏在加利利的山区里面。
He was hidden in the mountain area of Galilee.
一个没有人晓得的一个小镇里面。
In a such small town that nobody knew.
但是就在那个暗中当中，他的智慧和身量就不断的长大。
But in such hidden condition, his wisdom and stature grew.
我们今天能不能够在人家看不到我们的时候，智慧和身量不断的长大？
So for us today, can our wisdom and stature continue to grow in such hidden condition?
不但如此，他说神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And not only that, for the love of God and man also grow together.
常常我们知道人看不见呢，我们就已经得罪神了，不要说什么喜爱。
So often that if we are being hidden, maybe we already sin against God, not to mention about God loves us.
这是主耶稣在神面前的情况。
But that was the condition of our Lord before God.
所以 也应该是我们的情况。
So it shall also be our condition.
基督徒信主之后，不是一信主就是轰轰烈烈的。
It's not that for a Christian immediately after he believed the Lord, he becomes something great.
当然，我认识有一些基督徒，他一信主变很轰轰烈烈。
Then, yes, I do know some Christians immediately after they believed the Lord, they did something great.
我认识一个基督徒，他原来在台湾当一个部长。
I know a Christian who's one of the department head in a government.
然后呢他后来信主了，然后呢他就马上呢就大家都请他去讲道。
So after he believed the Lord, immediately everybody asked him to go preach.
不过对主才刚开始认识，大家都请他去讲道。
He just started to know the Lord, but everyone invited him to go preach.
事实上也讲不出什么东西。
Actually, he really had nothing to talk about.
就是他的名气，因为他有在世界上的名气。
It was all because of his fame in the world.
事实上呢，基督是要经过一个隐藏的阶段。
But actually, for Christians, we shall go through the process of.
人家不认识你，但是你在神面前仍然长大。
Nobody knows you, but you still grow before God.
人家不知道你有神的同在，但是神真的很喜悦你。
Nobody knows that you have the presence of God, but God truly delights in you.
所以在这隐藏的时间有很多功课学习的。
Therefore, there were much lessons to learn in such a hidden time.
第一个是要学安息。
First, we should learn about rest.
如果你没有能力哈，你被藏起来无所谓。
If you are not capable, if you're not capable, but you are being hidden, then it's okay.
你又可以行神迹奇事，你又有天地，你又是天地的主，你被藏起来，这是很困难。
It's very difficult for you are able to perform miracles, and also you are the Lord of heaven and earth, but you are being hidden.
这个安息后头是代表他跟神的关系是非常非常的亲密。
So behind this rest, it shows that he has such an intimate relationship with God.
就神没有叫他公开的时候，他能安心的就不公开。
So that when God did not tell him to start his open ministry, then he was able to find rest.
他一点也没有觉得奇怪。
He did not feel it was something strange.
一点也没有觉得不舒服。
And he did not feel it was uncomfortable.
一点也没有觉得浪费时间。
He did not feel it was such a waste of time.
我们想说，如果今天我有能力，如果不用的话，浪费时间。
For us, we feel that if we are able, then we are not being used, and it's such a waste of time.
那看看是谁用啊？
But we have to see who uses us.
神叫我们用就不浪费时间，神如果是我们自己叫我们用就浪费时间。
So if God would like to use us, then it's not a waste of time. But if we try to use it on our own effort, then it is a waste of time.
这么有能力的主能够被藏在那里藏三十年。
For such powerful Lord, but he was being able to be hidden for 30 years.
这表示他不但跟神很亲密，他跟神之间呢，显出什么？他有一个柔和谦卑的心。
So it shows that not only he was so close with God, but also before God, he had such a humble and meek heart.
没有能力，柔和谦卑比较容易做得出来。
It would be easier to be humble and meek if you are not able.
反正我什么都不会，就是不会，不会你还能说什么？
Because I know nothing, then what else can I say?
但是你什么都会。
But if you know everything.
你什么都能。
And you can do everything.
但是需要藏起来。
But has to be hidden.
这表示这个人里面他的心不同凡响。
So it shows that his heart is really different.
他的心在神面前是那样的柔和，那样能够接受神来引导他。
So his heart before God is so meek that he's willing to accept God's guidance.
而且这样的受引导呢，他说这个担子是轻省的。
And following such guidance, and our Lord said that the yoke is light.
今天我们知道看到很多怀才不遇的人。
And today we see so many people, they are so capable, but they are not being used.
这被压得很苦啊。
And they are being pressed.
压到一个地步，这个满脸都是皱纹。
And they are being pressed to the point they are full of wrinkles.
因为心里很苦啊。
Because they are full of bitterness.
因为心里觉得说，为什么我这么有才干，但是呢？却没有人要用我。
Because they feel that how come I'm so capable, but nobody would like to use me.
但主耶稣不是这样。
But our Lord was not like that.
主耶稣说这担子是轻省的。
Our Lord says my burden is light.
那明明是你有能力，但又被压起来，怎么轻省呢？
But how can it be light if you are so capable, but you are being suppressed?
因为他有神，天父在他里面是有地位的。
Because he has God, and the Heavenly Father has a great, is very important in him.
所以另外一个功课就是要等候。
Therefore, another lesson is to wait.
所以等候是一件不容易的事情。
To wait is not an easy thing.
等候就是等神的时间呢。
To wait is to wait upon God's time.
今天我们不太会等候。
Today is hard for us to wait.
因为今天我们都是速成的。
Because today we want everything to be complete immediately.
吃饭要去速食店，对不对？
We go to fast food store.
什么都是速成的。
So everything is complete quickly.
我们用电脑嘣一下就进行很，就做了很多事情。
So we use computer to finish all the work very fast.
但等候是对一个人最大的考验。
So to wait is a great trial for people.
一个人如果不能等候神，神要借着他彰显神，很困难。
It is very hard for God to use this person to manifest himself if he cannot wait before God.
如果主耶稣他需要等候三十年才能够公开。
If our Lord Jesus waited for 30 years before his public ministry.
如果今天主耶稣允许一个环境，允许一个情况在我们身上，需要等候不晓得多少时间，会不会浪费时间？
If today our Lord allows a certain circumstances that we shall wait for an uncertain amount of time, then do you feel it's a waste of time?
我想我们如果去思想的话，我想如果我是主耶稣的话，我一到神肉的时候，我赶快就成就那些救恩的事情。
So if we think about it, if I'm the Lord, then immediately after the word became flesh, then immediately I would like to fulfill all those work.
不需要等三十年，也不需要出来公开三年半。
There was no need to wait for 30 years and also no need to for the public ministry for 3.5 years.
赶快出来做一个大家都知道的事情，然后就成就。
So just come out to do a great work that everyone knows and then it's fulfilled.
所以等候神是一件很重要的功课。
So it's a very important lesson to wait before God.
谁会等候神，就是谁让神做源头。
So who is able to wait for God, and that's the person who let God to be his source.
所以等候是你要连于源头。
So to wait, you should be connected to the original source.
而且这个等候不是消极的等候。
And this waiting is not negative.
在等候的时候，这个人里面是活的，是光明的。
When one is waiting, that he is lively and also full of light.
你知道，我们这个人其实没有等候的本事。
Actually, we have no ability to wait.
这个人如果我们叫我们去等的话，我们等等就睡着了，然后人家来了，我们才不知道。
If it's us who wait, then we just fall asleep, and even someone comes, we don't even know.
所以主耶稣，所以这个你在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书讲说，他说，我们要等候主来，但是你要做光明之子，你不要做黑暗之子。
In the first Thessalonians, that it says that we should wait for the Lord to come, but you should be the son of light, not the son of darkness.
你要保持醒的状态，你不要睡着了。
You have to keep being awake and not fall asleep.
所以这个是一个很重要的。
Therefore, it's very important.
等候是积极的。
To wait is very positive.
在等候的时候，你跟神，他跟神的关系是通畅的，是活的。
So while waiting, the relationship with God is living.
所以这才有智慧生量不断的增长。
Then therefore, that's why the wisdom and stature continue to increase.
这才有这个神和人喜悦他的心不断的增长。
And that was why how the favor from God and man also increased.
所以这一切都显明神的确是基督的头。
So it all shows that God is truly the head of Christ.
神是源头。
God is the source.
所以神是基督的头。
Therefore, God is the head of Christ.
那基督做我们个人的头。
And Christ is also each one of our head.
如果基督需要等候的时候，我们应该也有等候的能力。
So if Christ has to wait, then therefore we also should have the ability to wait.
但不是说叫我们等候的时候，我们就根本就离开了。你知道，我们有时候说，我们嘴巴讲说我们是等候主，其实我们去做别的东西，根本就没有在等候。
But it does not mean that while we are waiting, we just leave it. It sometimes we, although we say that we are waiting, but actually we start to do something else. We are not waiting.
而且在等候的时候是不处于睡眠状态，所以是活着，是醒着状态。
And during the process of waiting, we should not fall asleep. We should always be awake.
在等候的时候，你不会被什么东西给捆绑或者迷住了。
And while waiting, we are not being bounded by something else.
今天如果叫我们去等一下哈，你说好，等一下我上个电脑，对不对？一上，结果我就被电脑给带走了。
So sometimes that if today we should wait, then actually we are being bounded by those computers.
这一带走就不是在等候状态。
And once we are being drawn away, we are no longer under the condition of waiting.
所以这是很非常积极的东西。
So it's something very positive.
所以谁等候主？谁就显明主是他做头的。
So whoever waits for the Lord, it shows that Lord is his head.
那主呢？他说他有一个食物。
And also our Lord said he has food to eat.
他的食物是什么？遵行差他来者的旨意，并且做成他的工。
And his food is to follow the will of whom he has sent him, and also finish his work.
所以主的食物是什么？他就是要知道神的意思是什么。
So the food of our Lord is that he would like to know the will of God.
也就是让他这一个人，就是主呢，他自己完全服在神的带领底下。
So that our Lord completely follows the guidance of God.
这个是他的食物，这让他能饱足的。
That is his food which fills him.
这让他有力量的。
Therefore he has a strength.
所以今天我们如果要侍奉主，要跟随主。
So if today we would like to serve the Lord to follow him.
我们不能忽略主是怎样的。
We cannot neglect how our Lord is.
如果我们 我们的情况，我们暗中的情况跟主的情况不一样，我们需要主帮助我们能够转回到正的地方。
Therefore, if what our true condition is different from the Lord's condition, we will need Him to help us to set it right.
所以他的隐藏的生活是很丰富的。
Therefore, it's so abundant for His hidden years.
不是像我们觉得很单调乏味的。
It was not as boring as we thought.
如果我们跟神没有交通，我们等候的生活就是很单调乏味的。
If we do not have fellowship with God, then our the life for us to wait is very boring.
如果你跟主耶稣是有一个活的关系，你跟天父像，你跟主耶稣的关系，跟天父的关系，就像主耶稣跟天父的关系这样的密切。
If you have such a close relationship with the Lord, just like our Lord with His Father,
在别人看起来你是一个安静的状态。
For other people, when they see you, you seem to be under a quiet condition.
但事实上你在神面前是非常积极活跃的。
But actually, before God, you're very active and positive.
不但积极活跃，是充满了生命的。
And not only being active and positive, but also full of life.
你知道要服侍人，如果不能把神的生命带到人的当中，这个服侍是没有效果的。
You know, it's really to serve in vain if you cannot bring down God's life before man.
服侍神不是办活动。
To serve God is not just to have some activities.
办几个活动就能把人办到神面前去。
It's not that just hold some activities and that's not the way to bring man before God.
如果不是神做工，谁做的通通没有用。
If God does not do the work, then whoever does it is all in vain.
所以主耶稣他自己在地上的时候，他都需要这样子。
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus was on the earth, He shall also do this way.
所以他一再的向我们显明。万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
So over and over again, he shows that all things are from him, through him, and to him.
而且主是背起自己的十字架来走这条路。
And also our Lord carried up his own cross to walk this way.
那就是主耶稣他公开的服事。
Also during our Lord's public ministry.
他公开服事其实很明显。他是在十字架的原则底下。
And it was very obvious that he was under the principle of the cross in his public ministry.
我们这个星期五在会所的读经聚会，我们刚刚读的约翰福音第四章。
We just read about chapter 4 of Gospel Book of John during our Friday Bible study.
这一章就是去见这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And that chapter talked about our Lord went to meet the Samaritan woman.
但有一句话说，主必须经过撒玛利亚。
And the word mentioned that our Lord must go through Samaria.
如果我们不了解这个背景，我说必须，本来就是必须嘛。这个撒玛利亚在中间，加利利在北边，这个耶路撒冷在南边，当然是经过嘛。
If we did not understand its background, then we thought that this is a must because Samaria was in between Galilee and Jerusalem.
但是历史的背景不是这样。
But actually, historical background was not so.
自从北国被亚述灭了以后。
After the northern kingdom was being destroyed by Assyria,
亚述帝国把北边的一些人，不是以色列人，迁到这个撒玛利亚那一带。
Assyria brought the northern kingdom people down to Samaria.
这些人来到这里之后，他们一面拜他们那些偶像，因为一面他们也敬拜耶和华。
And for those people who start to settle in Samaria, not only they worship their idols, on the other hand, they also worship Jehovah.
所以他们是一个非常混杂的情况。
So they were all mixed.
那所以后来被掳归回了之后呢，他们就根本就不到那里去了。
Therefore, after they were returned from their captivity, they no longer go through Samaria.
所以在主耶稣那个时代，这些犹太人他们如果要往北边去，他如果在南边，他要先过的约旦河，然后再往北走，然后再绕过那个区域，再到北边去。
Therefore, in Jesus' time, for those who would like to go to north from Jerusalem, they would like to cross River Jordan and then go north.
所以这里看到就是说，主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，他不能照犹太人的规矩。
So here says that Lord Jesus must go through Samaria. Actually, he was not following Jewish law.
神这个时候要救撒玛利亚的妇人，还有在那里撒玛利亚还有另外一群人要被拯救。
God at this moment would like to save the Samaritan woman and all those people live there.
如果主耶稣是顺从犹太人的那个习惯的话，那他就不走了。
If our Lord followed the traditions of Jews, then he would not go through Samaria.
所以这个必须是要把人的意思、人的习惯放下来。
So for this, then he must put on man's tradition.
啊，那另外这个约翰福音第七章，这个主耶稣在祝棚节的时候，那个时候他的弟弟问他说：“你要不要到耶路撒冷去啊？”
And also in chapter 7 of Gospel Book of John, during the Feast of Tabernacles, our Lord's brother asked, "Shall you go to Jerusalem?"
如果你要出名的话，你这时候去最好啊。
It would be the best time for you to be there if you would like to become famous.
主说你们的时候方便，我的时候不方便。
Lord said that it is convenient for you, but not for me.
他弟弟跟他讲的时候，天父在他身上还没有告诉他说他那个时候应该去。
So when his brother told him this, actually the Heavenly Father hasn't told him to go.
但后来他还是去了。
But later he went.
这个原则在哪里？
So what was the principle behind this?
他不照他弟弟的意思，他也不照他自己的意思。
He did not go according to the will of his brother, nor his own will.
他照天父的意思。
But he followed the will of the Father.
天父的这个指示还没有准确的来到的时候，他说现在还不是时候。
When the direction of the Father hasn't really come, then he said that was not the time.
所以这是一个十字架的原则。
Therefore, that was the principle of the cross.
另外这个主耶稣拣选的十二个使徒。
And also our Lord chose 12 disciples.
我们问一下哈，如果换成你拣选十二使徒，你要怎么个选法？
Then let me ask you, if you were to choose the 12 apostles, then who would you choose?
对啊，你要怎么选法？
Then how would you choose?
你们想想这个问题。
Have you ever thought about it?
你要不要好好祷告？
Would you really pray hard for this?
你会不会在选这十二使徒之前，能够像主耶稣到山上去，然后整个晚上通宵的祷告？
Before you choose those 12 apostles, then will you be just like our Lord Jesus went up to mountain to pray whole night?
他为什么要花那么多时间去祷告？
Why did he spend so much time to pray?
我们眼睛看看，我喜欢谁就挑几个就好了，不是我还要去祷告什么呢？
For us, maybe we just choose whoever we like. Why shall we pray?
这个人跟我谈得来，就他就好了。
For this person is close with me.
那样看起来，看得很顺眼，就找他就好了。
And I like the other person, so I like him.
那里也有一个，我觉得他还很有能力，就找他就好了。
And I think the other person has an ability, then I'll choose him.
你发现圣经都没有提这些东西。
Actually, Bible did not mention those at all.
然后呢，就说主耶稣去祷告一整个晚上。
Then just say that our Lord Jesus went to pray all night.
他需要知道天父在这件事情上怎么做。
He really needs to know how the Heavenly Father does in this.
最后选了一个要卖他的犹大在当中。
And finally, he chose someone who will betray him, Judas.
如果换成我们会不会选呢？
If it's us, will we choose him?
很明显的一件事情，拣选犹大就是拣选十字架。
Very obviously, to choose Judas means to choose the cross.
你知道，今天我们常常希望教会里面每一个弟兄姊妹都是非常，我们觉得非常非常可爱的。
Of course, today we hope that in the church, every brother and sister are very lovely.
那我们只要看到有一些弟兄姊妹，哎呀，跟我们这个有点谈不来啊，有点怎么样，我们就觉得这个好像是另外一群人一样。
So if we see someone who's not really close with us, then we feel they should be in a different group.
但主的话不是这样。
But our Lord does not say so.
主说你们都是弟兄。
And Lord says that you are all brethren.
你们都是弟兄是什么意思？
And what does it mean by that you are all brothers?
是主拣选的。
It's chosen by the Lord.
如果我们跟主有好的交通。
If we have good fellowship with the Lord.
主所选的也是我们所选的。
So whoever the Lord has chosen is also our choice.
就算万一在我们当中有犹大。
Even if there's a Judas among us,
我们也需要像主一样拣选犹大。
And we should also be like our Lord to choose Judas.
接受神安排的十字架。
To accept the cross that's being arranged by God.
这是神的安排。
And that's the arrangement of God.
而且当主在跟着十二门徒在一起的时候。
And when our Lord was with the 12 apostles,
常常发现主耶稣讲的跟他们所领会的差很远很远啊。
And very often we realize that what our Lord said and their understanding was so far apart.
他们的生命不像主的生命。
Their life was not like our Lord's life.
他们的认识不像主的认识。
Their understanding was not our Lord.
怎么解决这个问题啊？
So how could they resolve the problem?
怎么样能解决属灵上认识的问题？
So how could the issue of life and also spiritual issues being resolved?
所以主耶稣必须被钉十字架。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus must be crucified.
今天我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此要有生命的供应。
For between our brothers and sisters, if there's the provision of life with each other.
是不是我们多上几次课，多讲几篇道，可以增加？
Is it that just by having more ministry and also more lessons that it shall be increased?
我们弟兄姊妹在一起久了就知道了。
So for brother and sister being together for such a long time, we know.
很多问题不是你讲的问题。
There are so many problems cannot be resolved by how much you say.
很多问题是你是不是那样的一个。
The issue that can resolve it is that whether you are truly that way.
所以必须要有人能够接受主所给他的十字架。
So there has to be someone who can accept the cross from the Lord.
让主的生命能够借着十字架的经历能够给出去。
So the Lord's life can be given out through the experience of the cross.
让属灵的认识能够借着十字架的经历给出去。
So the spiritual understanding can be given out through the experience of the cross.
你知道有时候你去看一些弟兄姊妹你本来想去帮助他的。
For you know that sometimes you would like to visit a certain brother or sister to help them.
因为呢，他们所遇到的情况呢，真的是非常的困难。
Because what they encounter is really difficult.
像我认识一个弟兄他在14年里面开刀14次。
For I know a brother who went through surgery 14 times during the 14 years.
其中有13次呢。是大概在3年之内开刀。
And for the 13 times of the surgery happened within 3 years.
你碰他，你怎么帮助他
？So who can really help him?
你要跟他讲什么
？What can you tell him?
你受的苦有他多吗
？Have you suffered more than him?
他到后来开刀都不用麻针的。
At the end, he even did not need any anesthesia.When he went through the surgery.
因为他的痛，他原来那个痛比那开的痛还痛。
Because his pain was actually even more than the surgery itself.
我自己去看过这样的人。
I have visited someone like that.
不是我帮助他。
Not that I helped him.
是他帮助我。
But he helped me.
我去看他，我是想去帮助他的，结果不是，是他帮助我。
Although I would like to help him when I visit him, but actually at the end he helped me.
为什么他帮助我
？Why he helped me？
他不觉得他这个开刀是受苦。
He did not think that he was suffering when he had surgery。
因为这个人是非常愿意遵行神旨意的人。
Because he was someone really willing to follow God's will。
有些话、有些道理他讲不清楚。
Maybe he could not really preach or saying those things clearly。
但是他知道这件事情出于主。
But he knew that that was from the Lord.
他完全从心里接受。
So completely he accepted from his heart.
他心里柔和谦卑。
For his heart was meek and humble.
所以我们去看他的时候，他的脸呢，他的嘴不是这样子。
So when we saw him, he was not being sorrowful.
他完全是这样子。
He was actually smiling.
开口闭口感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。
For everything he said was about thank the Lord.
你如果万一是你想想看，如果是你被开刀十四次，你会不会这样
？If it happened to you that you went through surgery 14 times, would you be that way?
我只能说这一个人是接受十字架的人。
I can only say that this is a brother who accepts the cross.
所以他在他身上有喜乐流出来。
Therefore, there's joy outflow from him.
所以这是个很奇妙的事情。
So that was something amazing.
所以很多属灵上的认识不是光讲可以带出来的。
Therefore, it's not just what we say about those spiritual understanding.
另外呢，主耶稣呢，因为他背起他的十字架， 来行走在地上。
And also because our Lord carried up his cross to walk on the earth.
所以在地上充满了混乱，充满了对他的敌对的时候，他仍然是把神的这个旨意和神的荣耀能彰显出来。
So when it was full of confusion and rebellious against him on the earth, he was still able to manifest God's will.
今天我们在的这个世界，这个局面，很多都是也是混乱的。
So the world condition today we are in is also confused.
如果我们不是像主耶稣是一个背起十字架的人，我们碰到混乱，我们就跟着乱掉了。
So if we are not like our Lord who bear up his own cross, then when we see all those confusion situations, we also become confused.
我们碰到有人攻击我们，我们就退缩了。
If someone is against us, then we draw back.
我们碰到有人耻笑我们，我们就面子挂不住，我们就找地洞钻了。
So if we find someone laugh at us, then we feel we lost our faith, so we try to hide ourselves.
但主耶稣不是这样。
But our Lord is not like that.
主耶稣把神的旨意带出来，把真理带出来。
Our Lord brings our Father's will and the truth.
所以他每做一件事情的时候，人看到是神的荣耀彰显。
So everything he did, what people saw was the manifestation of God's glory.
主耶稣不用，他不用在那里喊，你看啊，这是神的荣耀，他不需要喊。他一做完了之后呢，人家就把荣耀归给神。
Our Lord did not have to shout out that, "Behold, this is God's glory." But as soon as He finished the work, people gave glory to God.
所以今天我们不用自夸，你有神的同在。
So today we do not need to boast that we have the presence of the Lord.
你不用自夸，你有神的带领。
And we do not have to boast that we have the guidance of God.
你做出来之后，看人怎么把荣耀归给谁。
And after you finish this thing, then we see who does the man give glory to?
人看到的是神的作为，还是看到的是人的作为？
Do men see the work of man or work of God?
所以这是一个非常重要的事情。
So that's something very important.
最后主耶稣还真的被挂在十字架上。
And finally our Lord was being hung on the cross.
他真的被挂在十字架上。
Truly he was being hung on the cross.
他身体裂开，而且宝血流出来。
And his body was broken and the precious blood was shed.
叫我们的罪得赦免。
So our sins could be forgiven.
但更重要是什么？神的儿子显现是要除去魔鬼的作为。
And what's more important is that the manifestation of the Son of God is to remove the work of the Satan.
他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, he destroyed the work of Satan, who's in control of death.
释放我们这些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And set us free who are in the bondage of fear of death.
你有没有觉得不说谎很宝贵？
Do you feel that not lying is very precious?
你有没有觉得顺从主很宝贵？
Don't you feel that to be able to obey the Lord is so precious?
你真的觉得很宝贵吗？
Do you really feel that so precious?
但当你不愿意说谎，当你愿意顺从主的时候，遇到属灵的攻击的时候，你怎么面对？
But how do you face spiritual warfare when you do not want to lie and when you would like to obey the Lord?
你是害怕？
Are you afraid?
你是因为碰到攻击了，马上又回去说谎了？
Or is that you lie again after you face such attack?
你是碰到攻击了，马上就本来愿意顺服主就不愿意了？
Or is it that originally you were willing to obey the Lord, but after attack, then you're no longer willing to obey?
但是主说，他败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
But our Lord said that he has destroyed Satan who was in control of death.
释放我们这些一生因为怕死而成为魔鬼奴仆的人。
And set us free from the bondage of Satan because of the fear of death.
如果今天我们得救了，还做虚假的事情，你就跟你得救的恩不相称。
For if today after we are being saved and we still do something fake and false, then you are not walking worthy of your salvation.
这是严肃的事情。
That is something really serious.
你真的受释放吗？
Are you really being set free?
如果你真的是得释放，你就不应该再回到那上面去。
So if you are truly being set free, then you should not go back to what you did before.
而且主自己讲一句话说。
And also our Lord said,
我若被举起来，就要吸引万人归向我。
For if I shall be lifted up, I shall draw all men to be unto me.
今天我们要传福音，把人带到主面前去。
For today, when we share gospel to bring men before the Lord,
我们要是向世人做见证，主耶稣是万主之主，是万王之王。
And we shall testify before the world that our Lord is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
但是这位万主之主、万王之王，他被钉在十字架上。
But this Lord of lords and the King of kings was being crucified on the cross.
他背起他自己的十字架。
He carried up his own cross.
我们今天要传福音人，要不要背十字架？
So for us who would like to share gospel, don't we also have to drop the cross?
我们要传福音，我们却不背十字架，我们传什么福音？
So what kind of gospel can we share about if we would like to share gospel but do not bear up our cross?
主说他被举起来的时候就吸引万人归向他。
Our Lord said when he was being lifted up then he shall draw all the people to be unto him.
今天我们都是那个万人。
And we are among those people today.
但今天如果福音又在这里做工，
But if the gospel today shall work among here,
需要有一批弟兄姊妹能够活在这个原则底下。
We should have a group of brothers and sisters live under the principle.
不管你现在是被隐藏的，
Regardless of if you are being hidden right now,
不管你现在是公开的服事，
Or you have the public ministry now,
都必须要在这个原则底下，
Must be under such principle.
如果缺少了这个原则，
Without the principle,
可以万人归向你却不归向主。
All people might be drawn unto you, but not drawn unto the Lord.
我们今天如果传福音的话，是叫万人归向我们的主，不是归向我们。
For us to share gospel today, we should have all the people be unto the Lord, not unto us.
如果要叫我们传福音，却是要万人归向主，必须要背起十字架跟随主。
So if for us to share the gospel, but to lead all men unto the Lord, then we shall bear up the cross to follow Him.
没有第二条路。
And there's no other way.
神只有一个方法。
God has only one way.
神知道我们要想很多很多方式。
God knows we think about many different methods.
但是神呢，就常常打我们的耳光。
But God often is trying to discipline us.
天下人间没有靠着别的名可以得救。
In heaven and earth, there's no other name given that one shall be saved.
只有一个名。
There's only one name.
基督徒只有一个名。
For Christians, there's only one name.
耶稣基督的名。
The name of Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督的名以外，没有别的名。
Besides the name of Jesus Christ, there's no other name.
所以今天我们要使万人归向主，要归在他的名下。
So for us to draw the people be unto the Lord, should draw people unto His name.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
主耶稣他就是路。
And our Lord Jesus Himself is the way.
这个路呢是被钉十字架的路。
And that's the way of being crucified on the cross.
啊，所以要从十字架外去找一条路，那他你可以找到那条路，但是人不会归向主。
So if we try to find another way besides the cross, maybe you can find such method, but people cannot be drawn onto God.
所以如果我们真的要叫人完全的归向主，
So if we really truly would like man to completely be unto God.
必须走十字架的路。
So we shall walk the way of the cross.
当我们要走十字架的路时，我们就必须要交通于主自己。
So as we would like to walk on the way of the cross, we have to fellowship unto the Lord.
我们需要主不断的开启我们。
We need the Lord to continually open us.
他怎样走这条路？
How does he walk the way?
你不能只看他三十三年半的最后的那一个被钉的那个时候，那不能只看那一点。
We cannot just look at the moment that he was finally being crucified.
他三十那三年半在地上的时间，那整个每一个细节都是十字架的路。
For each detail among his life of 33.5 years, each detail is the way of the cross.
我们不能忽略这么大的丰富在里面。
We cannot neglect such great riches among them.
因为主知道我们缺乏想象力。
Because our Lord knows that we lack imagination.
我们对属地的事情很有想象力。
We do have good imagination for earthly things.
对于属天属灵的神的事情是缺乏想象力。
But we lack imagination about things of God and heavenly spiritual things.
不但缺乏想象力，其实也想不来。
Actually, not only lack imagination, but we cannot even think of any.
怎么想也想不通。
Cannot understand at all.
但是，他就亲自成为人，走一遍给我们看。
But himself became man and walked for us.
但是需要他借着圣灵开启我们。
But really need the Holy Spirit to reveal open us.
所以如果我们真的进入他这个交通。
So if we really truly enter into the fellowship.
你就会发现主耶稣他在地上的每一段生活，每一句话，每一个情况都非常非常的宝贵。
So you will find how precious it is for each moment of his life and each word he said.
我们蒙恩得救人是要被磨成神儿子的形象。
For us who are being saved by grace is to be transformed onto the image of God's Son.
所以那些应该都是我们的帮助。
So all those should become our help.
但不是只是观念上的帮助。
But not just help us in concept.
应该成为我们生命的实际。
But should become the reality of our life.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你赐给智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we do pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
将你自己启示在我们里面。
So you reveal yourself into us.
好叫我们能够欢欢喜喜的、专一的跟随你。
So we can joyfully and gladly to follow you.
叫你那荣耀的生命和身量能够长在你的教会里面。
So your glorious life and stature can grow in your church.
叫你自己得到你该得的荣耀。
So you receive the glory.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.